Hi, I'm Sarah Jackman, legal editor of EG. I'm here with Stephanie Latham of Nottingham Trent University, who's a senior lecturer. Stephanie, hello. Thanks ever so much
Hi.
for joining us today. First of all, I know you've written a piece for us, which is up on EGI this
Yes.
week and in the EG on Saturday the 14th. So thank you for that. It's part of our new Mainly for Students series. We want to take a little bit of time today just to talk to you about soft skills, which you've written on this week. Very important topic, I know. Tell us first a little bit about your professional background and the course that you lecture on and the way in which you interact with students.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so to date, I've had 6 years of experience in the property industry. That commenced with my work placement year at Domino's Pizza in the estates team based in Milton Keynes. And then upon graduation, I commenced my graduate job at Savills, and that was in the residential development team.
Okay.
And then I went on to specialise, having become chartered with the RSCS and gained registered valuer status.
Yeah.
I then went on to JLL and specialised in valuation, and that was across both residential and commercial sectors. So I've got quite a well-rounded experience in commercial practice, residential development and valuation. And over the years, had been guest speaking at Nottingham Trent University and always thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
To the point that I thought I'm going to have a complete career change. Mm-hmm. And instead of advising clients, I'm going to advise students, and went into academia. And I'm delighted that I made the move. I'm really enjoying it so far.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a module leader on two development related modules, and that's at undergraduate and also at postgraduate level, although I'm heavily involved in valuation as well, and that's on the undergraduate and postgraduate side as well.
Yeah.
So in total, I contribute to about 8 modules across all the courses, but I immediately sit within the planning and development team because my expertise relies in residential development and valuation of those associated buildings and land. We've got a range of undergraduate courses at NTU, ranging from property development and planning, real estate, property finance and investment, and building surveying. And then we've got a range of master's programs as well, for example, real estate. We're also currently developing another one, which is a specialist residential program, which is very exciting.
Absolutely.
So lots of variety here.
Yeah, absolutely. I imagine you're in contact with lots of students, a number of whom are just joining the course at the moment or have just joined. They'll obviously all be very keen to secure a property-related job on graduation. Can you tell us a little bit about the key skills that they'll need to help them on that journey?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I think enthusiasm and willingness, that kind of can-do attitude, is absolutely paramount. What ties in with that as well is ambition and assertiveness. I think creativity is an important one, especially as the world is becoming more and more competitive. There's more of a need to be as creative as possible. Teamwork is absolutely crucial because students will be working in teams and across offices. Communication, absolutely, is fundamental, both in verbal form and in written. And then I would say one of the major transferable skills would be computer skills. And, you know, it's gaining more and more importance all the time, what with technological advances. So that's very important. And then the definitely like the property specific job related skills, such as commercial awareness, you know, knowing the importance of professionalism and ethics, and having an ability to network. I would say, they're all the key crucial ones.
Okay. And how would you describe some of those skills? I mean, would you put some of those into the soft skills bracket?
In my mind, I view them all as soft skills. But I think, you know, I think there's other ones as well that I guess could be added to the list, that might include leadership, time management, and flexibility. You know, situations change all the time and it's becoming more and more important for people to adapt. I do think they fall under the soft skills bracket, but I think there's such a wide variety. And, you know, many of them are absolutely fundamental to most job roles. And a lot of them can be adapted. I mean, if we, you know, concentrated on that list that we just went through, I'm sure we can all come up with our own examples and sort of case study situations from whichever job role that we're from. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And just in terms of soft skills, when we're describing those, I mean, how would an undergraduate want to think about those? How would they begin to understand them and to start developing them?
Yeah. So I think graduates need to appreciate that soft skills are all to do with, I guess, how you conduct yourself in the workplace and your characteristics. I mean, it ties in with attributes as well. You know, it's absolutely fundamental, regardless of whether you're applying for a property role or whether you're applying for an accountancy role or something completely different. Again, a lot of them are transferable and employers value them all. So they're absolutely crucial, fundamental that the students need to understand and apply examples, I guess, make their CV stand out and you know, name drop those keys. Those soft skills, and then come up with some examples to back them up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the soft skills that you've identified and written on for us this week is employability. In terms of students just setting out or those coming towards the end of their courses, what do they really need to be focusing on to really improve their future employability? What are the key things? I mean, you've mentioned making things stand out on the CV, but what else can they be doing? I mean, specific things you mentioned in your piece for us, you talk about getting to grips with prop tech and some of the other sort of buzzwords and sort of themes emerging in the industry at the moment. What else should they be really homing in on?
Yeah, so I mean, that reference to prop tech, and that's just one example, but it's really important that they have you know, an understanding of what's contemporary at the moment, what's the state of the world affairs, and they need to be doing lots of independent working, lots of independent learning in order to best display this at interview. We've mentioned putting across the soft skills on the CV. That's absolutely crucial. Just to give an example, if you wanted to display the soft skill of teamwork, then you might refer to instances when you were part of a team, and it might be a sports club or something like that. I would have said all along through the university course, they would need to be in touch with their careers department and make sure they attend those related activities at their university. And that can really start from day one in terms of recruitment fairs, you know, signing up for CV builders online and getting the best kind of professional advice that you can. And independently as well, the students can build their own professional profile, and that comes down to social media. They can set up Twitter and LinkedIn accounts and gain contacts and networks that way. And then just going back to independent learning, it's important to become familiar with the RFCS because employers will be looking for, you know, how well do you know the RFCS? Do you know about their documentation, their information papers, their standards? It's important to be aware of all of those and the changes as well, such as the IPMS and the Red Book that's been reviewed this year. And then I would say we're moving on to now how you conduct yourself at interview. You know, you really need to prepare for that interview. Make sure you make the best first impression. Make sure that you're professional. And I think probably the one thing that's going to, you know, catch an employer's attention is that work experience that's on your CV. And I would just say that that's absolutely crucial. So even when we have undergraduates come on the course and they do the full time, which is the 3-year program, they don't do the sandwich, for example, which is the placement partway through. We still recommend to them that you know, it's in your interest to get work experience every step of the way. Because it's those names on your CV that will catch the employer's attention. And also, I think it's important to point out that with work experience, you can tick off all of those soft skills that we talked about earlier on. You know, whether you're, I don't know, whether you're working in the office and, you know, that's you practicing with your professionalism and your communication when you're, you know, sending emails to your colleagues and to clients. You're doing your problem-solving skills when you're providing advice to clients. You're working in teams because you're working in a department or you're working across different departments and offices. You know, and you're developing your commercial awareness. That's absolutely crucial. And networking with everybody as well. So I would just say that the work experience is the one way which you can brush up on all of those soft skills.
Yeah.
So I would say that is the key to success. And it's always been in Nottingham Trent University's agenda to be to help make the students as employable as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you were an employer and you had an undergraduate in front of you today and they were looking to secure some work experience or more of a long-term position, what three tips would you give to that undergraduate just in terms of things they could do now and how they could present themselves on the day?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say that all the skills that we've referred to so far that are on your CV, they really need to come across at interview. And I guess tip number two would be to recognise that the property industry is a people business. It's to really understand the importance of making connections, the ability to network, and showing that you're confident and that you can make those connections between networking and it leading to future business and repeat business, because that's absolutely central to the business. And thirdly, I would say, I think it's important to convey that you have a personality and that you're likable and that you're approachable as well, because you will be working with these people day in, day out, and you need to, you know, be who you are so that you can find the right job for yourself, but also so that the employer can find the right candidate for them.
Yeah.
And then I guess always be mindful that the way that you're conducting yourself, you just need to be professional and absolutely mindful of reputation.
Absolutely. Some fantastic tips there for young undergraduates. Stephanie, thank you very much indeed for your time today.
Thank you.
And we look forward to hearing from you again at some point as part of the Mainly for Students series. Thanks very much.
Thank you.